Thursday is the day we read from your emails. Our interview with a survivor of the mass suicide by followers of the Reverend Jim Jones 25 years ago received both praise and criticism. Could you have treated Laura Johnston Cole with a colder heart than you did? Asks John Thielke in Minneapolis. My heart goes out to her, and how easy it is to get lost in a heap of lies.
Andy Whipple in Bend, Oregon writes, the questions were relentless and appallingly insensitive, and when the subject finally cracked and began weeping, all that NPR could do was the patronizing refrain, thanks for speaking with us. An apology would have been more appropriate. But not according to Ellen Turnus of Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, who writes, Melissa Block's interview with Jonestown survivor Laura Johnston Cole was painfully exquisite. She displayed the increasingly rare interview art of letting the silence do the talking, and in the face of Cole's anguish, she asked the hard questions with compassion. It was a definite sit-in-the-parking-lot-till-the-piece-ended moment.
Our story about 14-year-old Freddie Adu, who signed a contract to play Major League Soccer, brought this comment from Juni Luyombia. While it was wonderful to hear the story, I'm still very concerned that no one mentioned how his schooling would be affected. If this young 14-year-old suffered an injury and couldn't play professional soccer anymore, would his coaches still be as enthusiastic and supportive of his future as they are now?
Well, for the record, Freddie Adu currently attends an accelerated high school in Florida designed for young athletes. Soccer officials say he'll graduate this spring, around the time he'll start playing for D.C. United.
My interview with Daniel Bergner about his book In the Land of Magic Soldiers, about Sierra Leone and the aftermath of the Civil War there, angered Kalilu Totangi of Silver Spring, Maryland. He writes, as one of more than 60% of my countrymen who were born after independence, and being one of those Sierra Leoneans who've spent most of our young lives struggling against one autocratic regime after another, I feel very much insulted by Mr. Bergner's assertion that Sierra Leoneans long to be recolonized. Truth be told, we were and continue to be grateful to the British people and government for coming to our aid in the time of dire national tragedy. But make no mistake, nobody of consequence in that country ever considered recolonization as an option.
And Stuart Clipper of Minneapolis had this to say about my interview with humorist and artist Bruce McCall about his fascination with drawing past visions of the future, such as how New Yorkers of the 1920s might have envisioned the future of 1950. Oddly enough, at noon today, he writes, I was describing a current style of retro-ish automobile design as looking as if Bruce McCall was its visionary designer. So the car of the future is now indeed the car of today, if you look to the past to get some idea of the look of today, if you know what I mean. If I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the past year.
You can send us your comments in the here and now to atc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and, please, how you pronounce your name.